أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين. We've been looking at the profiles of the prophets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent. In association with the institution of Nabuwa, the institution of guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided for us as human beings to be able to reach our full potential. With the tools that He has given us, which we saw in Surah Al-Dahr, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He has given us وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا, the perception of sight, the perception of hearing. Now this coupled with free will and guidance, the guidance إِنَّ هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلَ, He says, indeed we have shown you the way. And then He says, we can accept it, or we can accept it by being thankful, or we can disregard it by covering up the truth. And the lessons we learn of guidance are from the lives of these messengers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent. And today I would like to look at Prophet Yahya alayhi salam, the son of Prophet Zakariya alayhi salam, whom we talked about yesterday. His mom was Aisha, the daughter of Imran, sister of Sayyida Maryam alayhi salam. Now, he is one of the greatest of the prophets of the Bani Israel. The Quran talks about him in Surah Maryam, ayah 15. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, wa salamun alayhi yawma wulida wa yawma yamutu wa yawma yub'athu hiya. And peace on him on the day he was born, and on the day he dies, and on the day he is raised to life. It is said that as a child, when he went to the temple in Baytul Muqaddas, he found that those who served there were dressed in coarse garments and they were engaged in the zikr of Allah. Upon his return, he asks his mom to sew a coarse garment for him. She makes it out of camel wool, and he goes to the temple engaged in the prayer or the zikr, benefiting from the sermons of his father Zakariya. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, again in Surah Maryam ayah 14, says, وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدَيْهِ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ جَبَّارًا عَصِيًّا. He was dutiful to his parents. He was not insolent or disobedient. A duty, a characteristic, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala glorifies in the Quran. Dutiful to his parents. He wept so much out of fear of Allah that his cheeks were scarred with tears. You know, it is said that Prophet Yahya alayhi salam was ordained a prophet when he was 7 years old. And the Quran, again in Surah Maryam ayah 12, says, Ya Yahya, خُذِ الْقِتَابَ بِالْقُوَّةِ. Take the book with strength, with wisdom. So while yet a child, he is granted wisdom. He leaves Baytul Muqaddas for the bank of the river Jordan, where he invites the Bani Israel to the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Sayyida Maryam brings Prophet Isa alayhi salam to Jordan, Prophet Isa alayhi salam goes to Prophet Yahya alayhi salam and says, baptize me. And baptism is sibgha, to color someone with the color of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Prophet Yahya said, no, I need it from you. And Prophet Isa said, no, let it be so now from you. And this is the respect that they had for each other, the humility that existed. Now, he lived at the time of Herod the king, who was infatuated with the wife of his brother. And he asked Prophet Yahya alayhi salam to give him permission to cohabit with her. Now Prophet Yahya alayhi salam saw this as opposed to the law that Prophet Musa alayhi salam has brought. And because he refused, the king became furious and he decided to kill Prophet Yahya. But fearing the people's rebellion, he put him in prison and cohabited with his sister-in-law. Now, Herod used to celebrate his birthday every year and he used to have a party for his celebration. His sister-in-law, whom he cohabited with, made herself very, very beautiful. And he was fascinated by her. And he tells her on his birthday that I'll give you anything you wish, even if it is half my kingdom. She says, I wish for the head of Yahya. So Herod signs a decree to behead Yahya. And several persons behead Hazrat Yahya alayhi salam. put his head in a tub and bring it to Herod. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this. He says, "Ala la'natullahi 'alal zalimin," the curse of Allah is on the unjust. We find the place where he was beheaded in Damascus. There is a tub in the exact place. It is said that there was blood gushing out of the spot and it would not stop. There are a lot of ahadith about these prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which you need to look at. If you get an opportunity to visit Damascus, to visit Sham, and visit the place where Prophet Yahya alayhi salam was beheaded, go to that place. Ponder for a minute, think for a minute at an amazing man who was steadfast and who was killed because an individual refused to accept the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and let his ego or let his lower desires take over. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that Prophet Isa alayhi salam was once standing near the grave of Prophet Yahya, invoking Allah to give him life. Well, his prayer was answered. And a voice replied and said, "What do you want?" And Prophet Isa said, "I'd like you to be my company as you used to be in the world." Prophet Yahya said, "Why do you want me to come back to the world and taste the agony of death once again? I would like to go back to my grave." As the Prophet ﷺ said, "Die before you die. Prepare for death before it comes to you." Inshallah, we will continue with the lives of the prophets tomorrow. And we will be looking at Prophet Isa alayhi salam.